Welcome back, Panther fans. I'm David Brown here with Ryan Graham.
Hey, y'all.
Tim Thurber.
Hello.
And this is State of Atlanta. I had a cooler sitting here the entire time and forgot to get a beer.
No vodka?
I think I still have a cooler full of your Miller Lights.
Ah, there we go. Good times.
You've got a cooler full of something. I left it there again this past
week. Well, you left a second hat in my home now.
Yeah, I'm just adding.
Weren't there other things left from that one party?
Probably.
I mean, I still have stuff from that party at my house, and that party was at your house.
that was a rough go for everyone, that's including confusing. Lizzie. Lizzie's like, shut up, everyone.
Lizzie was like, everyone get the hell out now.
Yeah. Yeah, she's like, I'm trying to sleep. She was the most adult of any of us.
I know, we were terrible.
Well, we were out of there by like 11, though. I mean, everyone left and went and did their own thing, and it was good.
Solid.
Are you saying that when we drink, we are less mature than a 7-year-old?
8, but yes, her birthday was last week.
She wasn't 8 then. Well, it doesn't matter which party you're talking about, but yeah,
she was indeed 7 at the time. That's right.
All right, there we go. Well, awesome week, guys. I guess, right? Not a lot happened. Not a lot of Georgia State stuff happened. Baseball had a good
spring game is still upcoming. We can talk about that a little bit, I guess. But
spring game,
I don't
is
know
upcoming.
What else to say about it. Is there any spring game news that's been coming out?
I have not seen any spring game news. However, I did see an SEC Twitter account post what they asking their viewers what they would like to see to make spring game better, more intriguing, whatever. And there was just one common thread throughout all the responses. I don't know. You're shaking your head,
play
Ryan.
Us.
I don't know if you saw it. Effectively.
Scrimmage.
Scrimmage. It was a scrimmage. They said either a G5 or an FCS in-state team. And what do you guys think? What do you think if Georgia
great.
Georgia won? Yep.
Yeah, no, I mean, all right, cool. You know, honestly, we make fun of the NFL for doing it, I think it serves a really good purpose because you get real live game experience. Like, people still want to win those things. Like, I know you don't care as much when you lose, but you still want to win and you want to see like a good thing. But you also get to get game time experience and see how people will play in the game that you might not be willing to play during the regular season. Because like you might lose, but you always see these guys come in the middle of the season. And I'm not saying it happens all the time, but like a QB goes down and the backup quarterback all of a sudden just goes and like plays lights out. And it's like, oh, well, they weren't practicing that way. Well, that's because they're good at the game. They're not necessarily good at practice. So it's fun to see that and to understand your team a little bit better. I'm all for it. I've always been all for it. Let's do it.
What if it was like two-hand touch flag football?
That's stupid. Don't do that.
Yeah, is that really a practice then?
That's dumb.
I can see them not wanting to actually have a real live scrimmage.
I mean, we can implement some like the most dangerous plays or whatever. Let's dumb them down a little bit or something. But like, no, let's tackle.
I mean, I'm all for it. Just don't know what the teams would be.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you, Tim, on the fact of concerned about the injuries. We always talk about whenever we have these P5 matchups in the regular season, you always want that bye week to be the week after so that you can recover from any potential injuries. And maybe that's just old speak and stuff like that, but that'd be my
I think people worry also, a lot about that. I don't know how I don't, if I went and crunched the numbers, I don't know how much it would matter.
But my other question is, does that lessen the chance of getting that matchup in the regular season? I mean, Georgia already plays. We've already looked at that. They play the most craptastic FCS and G5 teams already. You know, would this be our only chance to get to play Georgia, or would this ruin our possible chances of playing them in the regular season?
I would expect us to play Tech. I would expect us to play Tech because it's cheap. We would scrimmage against Tech, really.
Get on some buses, and
we've already got them on the schedule, so it doesn't matter if it never happens again.
And what it does, though, the good thing that it does is it builds up the relationship between the programs because you still got to coordinate all that stuff, and it gets you talking. And so potentially it could be good for that because maybe you schedule something just knowing that, hey, we got this relationship with the school down the street, and that helps.
The blue and gold game.
We win two games, two actual games, and then they never play us again, or we'll never play them. We're 2-0. Peace out.
Now, well, and you always hear about these the 7-on-7s with Tech that we always win, apparently, but nobody ever watches it. So, you know, this could be it could be cool.
Would it make more sense to have this as a spring game or something that happens like 3 or 4 weeks before the regular season starts? Because so for the preseason for the NFL, it doesn't happen all the time, but you know, I remember times where the Patriots came down to Flowery Branch and they played with the Falcons the week leading up to the preseason game, or there was even another team that came down when we didn't have a preseason game and the team scrimmaged and practiced together for the week, and then did that. So would it make sense to make this a spring game or create some kind of new August fall preseason matchup?
I mean, it sounds like you're trying to make college football be the NFL.
No. If we wanted to do that, we'd pay the players, Tim.
We're super close to that.
I know, that was the joke.
We don't pay. We don't pay all of them yet, though. That's the problem. Some of them get zero.
Well, this would actually be more like Major League Baseball than NFL, because granted, technically, we're all FBS programs. We're on the same level, but we all know that it's not the same level when it comes to budgets and everything. We don't they operate at a different level. Whereas the major league teams, well, I remember like Tech would play Georgia Tech in the Braves would play Georgia Tech to start the season out, not to start the season, but preseason, like a game in Jacksonville or some crap like that, and play other like non-team Savannah Bananas. Yeah.
We should play them, Georgia State baseball.
Oh, they would probably
kill us.
I thought they'd kill us, but I don't know.
No, we wouldn't get halfway through the game with all the antics they have, right? I mean,
I want to go to one of those games.
They look fun.
I mean, so spring practice is like what, 3 weeks or something? Two or three weeks.
I think it could be over the course of a certain amount of time, but there's so many days you can actually practice within a week. Like you can only have 3 or 4 days, 2 or 3 days. We should know this stuff.
I think it would be rad to do however many weeks your spring practices. That's how many games you got. And at the end of every week of practice, you have another scrimmage. It would be cool.
Like in school where you'd study all week and have your pop quiz or your spelling bee or spelling test at the end of every week.
Yeah, and you're not necessarily like game planning for that particular scrimmage, but you're still like installing your offense and defense like you do in spring. And then you're running what you just installed against an actual team, you know, also doing the same thing. I don't know. It just seems cool.
And also what they do in the preseason games a lot in the NFL is, you know, they'll share like, hey, on this particular drive, we're going to want to try this type thing, you know. Yeah. So they kind of make each other aware of stuff, so it wouldn't be completely.
Oh yeah, you like feed them the play and be like, "You're going to defend against this right now, and let's see if we can do something. If you can stop us, or if we can run the play."
So you do this.
Yeah, you get some fun, low risk stuff going on, you know.
All right, so we do this, and it's either with Tech or it's with or Georgia. Those would be the two teams that would have to be between. Is it in Athens? Does that mean our spring game is in Athens?
Don't take Mercer and Kennesaw out of the.
Well, that's what my next question was going to be. So, do we have a spring game at Georgia, we have a spring game hosting Mercer or West Georgia?
Well, I think no matter what, you cap it off with something at home, whatever team that is, but you make sure that your final scrimmage is at home, no matter what.
But I mean, but both teams can't have final scrimmage at home.
Well, we don't schedule them on the same weeks. It's okay.
But so you would have multiple, like, so what you were saying, multiple scrimmages within that 3 week, 4 week period.
Yeah. I mean, this is like the most perfect situation ever, but like, you know, that's probably not how it would be implemented. But that would be the nicest thing.
I mean, yep.
Well, and if you want to do a scrimmage with like, you know, blue versus white, there's nothing stopping that either. So you can do all of it. Why not do all the things, David?
How realistic is this? Like, does this have any kind of potential? Because it sounds cool.
Now here's the coolest part. Here's the coolest part. We tailgate all of these things.
Well, obviously.
100% tailgate.
So really the point is just tailgating.
Well, we got to practice our tailgate game. You know, we got to try out some new things. Me and Denver were talking about this, doing a crawfish boil. Be real cool, you know.
For the Lafayette game.
I don't really care. I know y'all like to theme these things, but I'm just saying a crawfish boil sounds good. I don't care who we play when we do it. But yes, I mean, ideally that would fit nice. But if there's no home game against a Louisiana team, then you know, screw it. We'll have crawfish boil against I don't know, Tech, whatever. Vandy.
Tim, what did you say before Ryan brought up tailgates? Because like my brain got lost all information after that point. Because I was like, ooh, tailgates.
Just how realistic is this? Is this like
that's a question.
Message board fodder, or does this have some actual legs to it?
No, I don't think there's any legs to it at all. This was literally an SEC Twitter account asking, what would you like to see? And the general consensus from all the responses. I mean, the other half of that was get rid of them altogether because they're boring and pointless and dumb. No one needs them.
Wait, what are we getting rid of?
Spring games.
That was the other
spring
half of the argument.
Practice game.
There was, it was very, very polarized. There were not a lot of other, you know, suggestions out there for this. It was either scrimmage or do away
something
with it.
Real.
Well, yeah. So here's the thing: people that don't want a spring game, don't go. Just don't go.
Well,
it's not
there
that
was
hard.
One other. There was one other suggestion that no one really caught onto, but was to actually do kind of a bigger version of a scrimmage, but like teams that would not play each other. I think they had like Alabama and Syracuse, or it was Boise State and Alabama. And Syracuse, Miami. I don't know. It was actually they played in season. Yeah, that was my thing. Is it the travel at that point becomes you got to turn the scrimmage into a moneymaker to justify all that kind of stuff.
Right.
So yeah,
and it doesn't make legs. I doubt it makes money for the NFL. I mean, I know people go and all that stuff, but like the stadiums are
it's got to be a
less than half full,
right?
They get TV money, preseason, all the football is all TV money. And that's I still have to pay for that ticket, whether I want to go or not.
Preseason NFL games are pretty boring.
Yeah, but people like diehard still do it. And no matter how much you don't like them, they add value to the team.
I mean, even if you offer me free tickets, it might be convenient. I can't go.
Oh, I'll go.
I cannot give away my preseason tickets to the Falcons.
You can. Yeah, here. Hello.
No, we literally do. We find some kind of charity doing a raffle, and we'll give the one or two away and let them raffle them off whatever they can get for them. And there's been times before where, actually, you know what? I think most times it doesn't even make face value.
No, definitely not.
Just give me your preseason tickets, David. I'll take them.
Well, no, we use it as a tax write-off.
Oh, well, you say you can't give them, so you can give them away. You just choose not to. Okay, cool. That's cool. That's a different thing.
You got it, buddy.
Become a
charity. Well, it's a different thing. I'll take it.
Start a Ryan Graham charity for Falcons preseason tickets, and he'll
look
give
if you got them. I'll take them.
No, I'll go.
I live close enough where the free booze is worth walking over.
Okay, well, you know, I have tickets that are not. I have tickets that are not free tickets. Do you want those for preseason?
Absolutely not.
You got to be giving away the good tickets for the free season.
Look, it depends on what I'm doing that weekend.
it's not going to be a weekend. It's going to be like a Thursday because it's always on a weekend.
It depends on what I'm doing that Thursday, but you know.
All right.
Tuesday nights, I can push you guys off. I can be like, you know what? I don't feel like podcasting. I'm going to go to the preseason scrimmage.
Sure. Go for it, man. Time approved.
I already am moving for a Braves game, right? So
yeah, well, we got a couple moves going on between both of you guys coming up, which is all good, especially in the offseason. We don't have stuff looking forward to like the following weekend. Anyhow,
I figured
staying on the football track, they did announce, I think it was today, maybe it was yesterday, probably today, the media days for the Sun Belt Conference back in craptastic New Orleans on July 23rd and 24th. And it's because that's where the offices are.
So they get another shot at not screwing up Georgia State, Georgia Southern. Is that what this is?
Oh God, I don't know. Yeah. they've never gotten it like 100% right. There's always been a backdrop incorrect or a logo incorrect or something messed up between those. Yeah.
But so I guess it's usually them, not us. We're not screwed up. They're screwed up. Like,
it's the other way around. They'll have us behind whatever that guy's name is that works for him, or that they had the wrong logo up.
They should have the announcers be in a different location for the media days, just like the basketball tournament. Like, don't have them in the same room. Put them in another state.
Let's go to the COVID days. You know, can't have anybody in the same city to do this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Do you think this is a big party for the media people and the coaches and players that go down there? Do you think it's like a, I mean, you're in New Orleans.
I think they probably loathe going to it.
You think they loathe going? What about the press people?
I don't think they like it either.
Oh, that kind of, well, the reason why I ask is because there's a woman that works for a radio station in Jonesboro that I follow because she covers Arkansas State.
She sports. Like it? She party?
She made some kind of comment, like, you know, the annual football party, I mean, media days, has been scheduled for 23rd, 24th of July. So,
I mean, maybe she makes it a party and she just goes out every day and night.
Well, we can talk to her about it. I've already talked to her about coming on to talk about Arkansas State football.
What I was going to say is, I mean, let's figure out what her plans are and let's do that. It sounds
all right,
fun.
That leads into my next question.
Wait, we'd have to go to New Orleans.
Do you think what would State of Atlanta at Media Days in New Orleans look like?
Well, it wouldn't look like anything because our communications director or whomever, whatever her title is, she doesn't consider us media. So we're not invited.
Assuming, well, we would go through the Sunbelt Conference.
Yeah, we'd go through
the Sunbelt Conference.
Yeah. No, wait, they would be there just as you try to put your hand up. They just put their arm on your hand like, no, Ryan.
Media only. I'd be like, I traveled all the way here. I'm media.
Okay. And you turn into like a 1980s wrestler.
Whatever it takes. Okay.
No, what would it like? So, assuming we got our credentials to go to the Sun Belt Media Days, it'd have to go through the Sun Belt. I'm sure they'd probably ask Georgia State if there was a yay or a nay. But
they hand out like candy, I heard. Media credentials.
I would assume they want as many people. I mean, this is their Media Days. They want as many outlets talking about this as possible. You know,
I would think the same thing about a coaching hire at Georgia State University. So.
You would think
we would
right?
have to come up with our best coach speak answered questions.
No, we have fun with it.
No.
Well, I think we make a poll out there and we get anybody online they can vote for the questions they want us to ask.
Or we get Bodhi McBoatface.
Exactly. which is exactly what I'm going for.
Trap. No, it's not a trap. It'd be hilarious. Like one of us has to ask that question.
Yeah, I think we should just ask everyone in the room. Like, you don't ask who you're asking the question to. Just ask everyone in the room, why are we here in New Orleans?
What do you think? Do you wish you were anywhere else
Anywhere else. Don't you all wish this was in Atlanta? Like, really?
Oh, I did remember. This is a Sun Belt. Keith Gill may see our name on there and immediately...
Oh, no, you're gone. Yeah.
Shut it down.
just put it under my name. He doesn't know who I am. I wasn't there.
You think all three of us would go? Could go? Because I normally see like one person.
They might let us all go. Why not?
You guys want to make a trip to New Orleans in July 23rd, 24th?
Not for that.
Yeah, I do.
I will have just gotten back from a 3-week trip in my wife's hometown. So I could.
So it's the perfect time to go on another trip.
Right? I mean, like literally, I think I made her high school reunion's on the 20th. So I think we're coming home on the 21st or 22nd. This would be turning around immediately and leaving. All right, let's keep this in the back of our heads, guys. I have zero interest in going to New Orleans ever again. But if we could go make a I don't want to say a mockery. I'm not make a mockery of the media day, but make a mockery of ourselves at media day. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
I think we could have fun in New Orleans. Like the three of us could have a really good time in New Orleans. Despite New Orleans being what it is, where it is.
Hey, man, I say all the time.
Make a good time of it.
No, it'd be fun.
Outside of getting peed on and eating mediocre food, I've had a good time when I've gone to New Orleans.
Well, I mean, there is good food there. It's just, you know, there's just better food other places. There's better versions of their food other places, like Atlanta.
Hey, maybe we get Jerry to come out and show us a good time from Rage and Review.
That's true.
Maybe.
I mean, I already said for a tailgate, I want to do a crawfish boil. So, like, you know, I'm not interested in any of the playing out there or going there, but, like, I can just bring the good food here.
We could ask the question, it's general consensus that the conference is overdue to move out of New Orleans. Where should it be? Just, like, throw that in there, like... What? I can't say no. Nope. Where should the conference be?
Can you take me to the brain trust that makes schedules for this conference? Because I want to hit them in the head with a tack hammer.
Oh my God. No. Nobody in their right mind should introduce you to the person who does the schedules.
And we know it's the person that does the schedules because there's nobody there's any kind of consensus on this. And
no, it's totally an intern for Tulane or something. That's just like
it's ChatGPT 1.0. You know,
No. ChatGPT would do a better job.
Oh, I said 1.0.
Okay.
we're just lucky it doesn't have us playing ourselves in a schedule at this point.
Did you like the subtle acknowledgement that they are bad schedules on my side?
I did overlook it. I appreciate that, Ryan. At least you do acknowledge these are garbage schedules.
Yeah. I just don't really care.
You don't care to talk about them.
I don't care if they're bad. Just win, baby.
You do realize that we record 52 episodes a week and only like 30 of those have football or basketball to talk about.
That's a lot, man. Do I only get invited to one of the 52?
What are you talking?
I said we record 52 per week.
Oh, 52 weeks. 52 weeks in a year.
Man, we're busy.
You guys work your asses off.
I don't know how often or how long you've been drinking today, but I started a while ago.
It's been a minute.
I think that's all I got on football. That's all I got on football.
I mean,
Shamarius Gilmore. Shamarius Gilmore played in the UFL April 12th. Not this coming Friday, but another Friday from now, which means that we have another week to talk about it coming up and then another week to talk about it having happened. Yeah.
To talk about the 2 minutes that we actually watched of the spring game, because I think it's about the average amount of time we watched last time.
What was it? It was the spring game coming out of COVID, like after the COVID year.
It was packed.
It was packed was the gills. And I don't think we watched a play. And there was a kid that got a scholarship there. I had no idea about it. Like we had the best time just standing through the concourse, just drinking and getting reconnecting to everybody. That was the best spring game. And, you know, for all its faults, I like the spring game that was at the old practice facility, which a lot of people said that was kind of like, you know, rinky dink to do it there. But they had Coach Bill Curry mic'd up, literally describing what the plays were and what the players were going to do. And you know, this is what you're going to see. And then they would execute it. That was actually really cool, too. I like that one a lot, even though it got a lot of heat from fans.
Didn't we do one at like Grady one year or some crazy shit?
I missed that one. I missed that one at Grady.
I remember being there, I was like, "Dude, what? Why are we here?"
No, I didn't. No, I was there. That's where I got my Will Lutz practice shorts.
Ooh, what were you doing?
They literally had a bucket of like old laundry from players' uniforms, and I just knew. I think he was number.
Did you like dive through it to find the number?
No, I just went through. I want to say I knew what his number was, but I can't remember what it is now. So
that was weird being there. I thought
it's a nice high school stadium in the middle of downtown or midtown Atlanta.
It is pretty nice. I'll give him that. Yep.
All right.
What else we got?
Baseball. We beat up on little Jimmy Madison this past weekend. That was fun.
Uh-huh. Screw
those
guys.
They have to be fair though. They did kick our asses in the first game. It was it was it 14-6. They beat us, and then like their social, because you know Jimmy Madison fans have absolutely nothing better to do and wherever the hell they are in Virginia. But so other than jump onto to Twitter and Harrisonburg, that's what it is. And they're talking about how like you know they need to be out of this conference because they're sick of beating teams like this like so badly over and over again, and then we come out and we beat them the last two games to take the series. So again, big screw you to the Jimmy Madison fans out there.
They do get quiet slightly after something like that, though. They weren't as boisterous and annoying as normal. So
Yeah, we beat them up a little bit. You know, not as bad as they beat us on in that second game, 7-2, and then eked out an 8-7 win. I was really nervous on that 8-7. That Saturday? It was a Saturday game, right?
Yeah, that one was back and forth.
And like baseball, I know for us, like it is very like we either like dominate the shit out of the game or we lose by a lot. So we have a little bit of grounding mixed in, but like. We do still have those dominate the shit out of the game mixed in, and we are sort of like, oh, hey, we're pretty good here. But like, I don't know. We're just a lot more grounded about it. We're just like, okay, that was a great game, and like move on. And it's we still don't necessarily know. Like every other game, we're not like, we're going to kill them.
I think it's a pitching game for us. You know, we have games like today where the bats couldn't figure it out. But again, you were playing the number 24 team in the nation, whatever. But
is that Jamie Madison's number 24?
No, that was Georgia who we played today.
Georgia. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Sure. I'm saying, like, you know, I think we hit pretty well, especially at home. It's a hitter's park from what I understand. But when the pitching's on, the bats typically come to play, and we do pretty well. So I like that about
them. We don't have a problem hitting the ball. Doesn't seem like overall, ever.
When I first saw it, when we got that series win, I was like, man, it's so good to beat them at something. I went back and looked at it today. In this past 2 years, since they've joined the Sun Belt, we're 3-3 against each other. Like, we're completely even, which is not bad. Historically, if you go back through the history of us playing them, they have the record, but there was like a 7-game streak where we did not win a game. And if you take that out, which I know you can't do that, but if you take that out, we're still even across the entire time of playing each other. So we're on par with Jimmy Madison. Like, they're not super great baseball team.
No. They're definitely not.
If they are super great, so is Georgia State.
I like that better.
And also, speaking of, Ryan, they'll love this, man. Speaking of Georgia being ranked number 24 in the nation, Georgia State clocked in at number 25 in the mid-major poll.
Sort of like number 75 in the nation.
Yeah, something like that.
Maybe more than that.
Super proud.
We're like in the 60s in RPA.
No wonder we lost.
53 RPI.
We're like, we're number 15 as long as you take the first 50 teams out.
Exactly.
You know?
Hey, but we're not in that mid-major receiving votes category. That's great.
I just think let's delete mid-major bullshit.
I think that my buy-in to mid-major for basketball for those years was just because it was just a common thing. And then as I've gotten more into the football side of things, the G5 and that separation between the P5 and everything, Ryan, I think I got to say I've jumped on board your ship that let's not acknowledge stuff that doesn't really pertain to anything. It's like, all right. We have 300 teams. Who are teams 100 through 125?
You're the top 10 once we get to number 100.
Either just rank all teams, all 300 of them, or just rank your top 25.
Or just stop.
And I just don't care football. If I'm better than... Like, I don't know. I just...
Is there a mid-major
of
football?
It's really like settling into your place, you know, instead of just saying like, oh, but like, I know I'm a quote unquote mid-major, but like, I can still beat the majors. It's really just being like, oh, well, I don't even compete with the majors. I'm a mid-major. Like, no, you can compete with them. Go compete with them.
When you have Gonzaga as first place in the mid-majors and they're actually like first place in the everything as well.
Well, they are. Yeah, exactly.
They're an anomaly though.
Well, and it's a tradition thing there because if you just looked at like today, you know, this season, you wouldn't call Gonzaga a mid-major, but it's like traditionally they are.
Right. By definition, they're a mid-major, but they're not.
How do you define it?
If we'd somehow held
best
on
of
to
the middle,
if we had somehow to beat. Held on to beat Gonzaga in that NCAA game, that last Rob Lanier game. Is that the biggest win in Georgia State history across all sports?
I love Baylor. So.
I would think so.
Upsetting the number one team overall. Baylor was beating us. But
in
was
the
a
tournament,
six-speed?
You're saying? In the tournament?
Yeah.
When we played that last St. Patrick's Day game I guess 3 years ago now.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been the biggest winner.
Well, would we have been the first team to do it?
I thought it happened a year or two before.
Whenever Virginia did it, Virginia may have lost it the year before.
Yeah,
because I know it's like very recent history. Number one,
but was Virginia the number one seed overall? because that's what Gonzaga was. They were the number right. one seed.
Period. Well, I didn't know that was a thing.
Stupid Sosume getting injured, right? Isn't that who got injured? Sosume?
Sosume, yeah. Him getting injured, yeah, that so early on. I really think that, who knows if we would have won, but really feels like.
Any number one seed would have been the biggest upset for would have been the biggest win in our history. I mean that'd have been huge.
That or Albert Wilson, either that or Albert Wilson running back that touchdown against Alabama.
No. Number one upset in March Madness. I don't even like basketball that much, and that would
that's
have been
impressive.
Yeah. That would have been huge. I mean,
that party at Burnt Hickory, wherever, right? That would have been like explode. I had my kids there. I couldn't even like get like drunk and win.
I would have gotten so drunk, but I think I did.
You did. Gimlets, man.
Anyway, yeah, you were. Well, you know when they that green food coloring they put in the beer there, it adds a couple extra percent to the alcohol.
They had those orchid drinks.
Yeah, the orchid drink with the gin, right?
It was so good.
Yeah. We had way too many of them.
You know, for as much crap as we give to Georgia State program, we've had a lot of fun over the years, haven't we?
Yeah.
We got to make it fun somehow, David. Come on now.
Exactly. We're clinging to orchid drinks and shoulda, coulda, wouldas.
I do remember you being frustrated, though, about not drinking.
I had a couple of beers.
You were downstairs at the bocce ball courts.
The bocce ball court.
I can't drink at the half.
Yeah, I stopped drinking at halftime.
Yeah.
So. Oh, well. Yeah. All right.
That could have propelled us into beat Gonzaga of the East right there. We lost our chance. That could have been
Gonzaga
of
the East.
The moment with Lanier not. Well, he still would have left.
He probably would have gotten a better job than SMU at that point, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
Maybe we got well. Yeah.
Riding Hunter's coattails. Like. Yeah. Friend.
All right. So back to baseball. Jimmy Madison sucks. They lost to us. We lost to Georgia today. Big test this weekend. Big test. We're finding out whether or not we get dysentery while in Statesboro. But the game will be an easy win.
Pretty sure at least a couple of the team members won't make it back alive.
Clean at least. There should be two buses.
We're not required to douse ourselves in the creek, all right?
I know, but just like, by proximity, I think we should send two buses down there and like one empty, and then on the way back, it's like anybody that broke curfew or strayed away from just following in line has to ride another bus as quarantine to make sure they don't infect anybody else with the stank.
I was going to say, garbage. I worry more about the STDs that are airborne.
Airborne STDs. Exactly.
Wait, so the team's gonna be wearing face masks?
Well, the CDC has already said they don't really work. So, but you know what? Better safe than sorry. Better safe than sorry. I hope they're wearing masks.
Face masks on the opposing team. Face mask on their jocks. Is that what you need? Right.
Jocks
for those airborne STDs.
I did not commit to that swig, and so
it's the droplets, right?
You almost did.
Yeah, so three game series, trash down south this weekend. They're tied for fourth in conference right now. They're actually one point ahead of us in the RPI, so it's a
screw that
be good matchup. Yeah. I mean, they're not good overall.
I would love to sweep them just to shut them up.
Shutting them up is such a hard thing to do.
Yeah, but your football stadium. But your
attendance. Yeah. When they lose in sports that aren't football, they're like, but football. And then when they lose at football, they're like, but what about the other sports? Because they're dumb and like don't know how to lose.
But what about the crime? Because that always comes out too.
Oh, right. Oh, they always use like the coded language and stuff too.
Homeless.
All the thugs in Atlanta, you know.
Yes, yeah, the ATL, buddy. Dirty South. We talking about, of course. what do you expect? Where the players come to play.
That's right. I mean, hey, we're a Mecca.
We are a Mecca. A Mecca. Yep. Well, it's a dumb argument because our campus is in downtown, and it's a non-traditional campus downtown. Every downtown major city's got crime problems. It just happens. That's what happens in downtown.
Yeah,
you know, so they try to
crime?
cite trying to cite Georgia Tech as being different. I'm like, yeah, they just, you know, pay to suppress all that kind of crap. And they have a more of a traditional campus too. So.
And yeah, their admission standards probably get a few of those people out. But like to compare Georgia Southern and Georgia State's admission standards.
It's not our students that are causing the crime.
Yeah, that's true.
And most of the time, it's not even, I mean, sure, the students are the victim of the crime quite a bit just by pure, you know, density of how many students are downtown. But it's
apparently the racetrack is shut down. Just
the racetrack.
My little brother told me that this over the holiday.
Yeah, it was kind of like the final straw came in and they just shut the whole thing down.
Yeah. Well, and I remember the last big like thing about a shooting on campus was somebody on the highway was firing their gun or something. And it like guys, that's I understand that's like sort of vaguely campus, but like what is campus supposed to do about that? There's nothing anyone on campus can do about that.
Hey, let's be fair. If you had a gun in your car and you're in Atlanta traffic, you'd probably shoot somebody too.
Do you know how many guns there are in Atlanta traffic and people don't get shot like all the time? It's great.
at least right now, that's where we're at.
But I will tell you that I am less rude to people with the thought that somebody might shoot me.
They might.
Why are you so nice? Why are you so mean to me then?
Well, you're a dick and you're going to shoot me.
And I have a gun. Yeah. I mean, I do. My house is protected by a bunch of like sentry guns.
Say a word about my gun ownership in public.
I've got dogs with lasers on their heads.
I don't need people to know. Yeah. <it's> like, do you have in your pool? Do you have sharks?
Yes, definitely have sharks
with lasers.
No, they're frogs with lasers.
Frogs. Oh man, because you can have a lot more.
Exactly.
You're smarter.
It's like a rave outside my house at night. I'm just lasers going every different direction.
Every now and again, one of the kids like wanders out there. You're like, get back inside.
Why do you think my daughter's hair is so short? It just like cut right through it.
Oh boy.
All right. Trash down south this weekend, and then we'll see what happens after that. Beach volleyball did not play this week, and surprise, 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 they did not move in the rankings. Still number 15 for like the sixth week in a row or something like that. So, but they are hosting one of the two events they host at Georgia State. The Digging Duels is this weekend against, let's see, we got Florida Gulf Coast, number 17. Ah, I can't talk. Number 17, Stetson.
We're going to beat them.
Number 8, LSU.
We're not going to beat them.
And Southern Miss. Unranked Southern Miss. I think Southern Miss was receiving votes, I think.
So we should have 3 wins, is what you're saying?
I think this entire tournament comes down to how we play against LSU. We got to beat a team that's ranked higher than us, right?
That'd be...
Yeah, but according to our logic, we won't.
According to your logic, we won't.
No, that's your... I haven't said that one time. Y'all are the ones who have said it over and over.
According
and over.
To the people that rate us, we won't win, right?
I want to go down. It's my anniversary. I can't go down there.
To where?
You could. Whoa.
Sorry,
that
Kim.
That could be part of the anniversary trip.
No, because I've actually got a
Before
friend of mine.
Before you go way down.
I have a friend of mine who is a Florida Gulf Coast alum and a huge volleyball player. So I was like, you know, just FYI, your team's playing here at Georgia State. I would be there except for it's my anniversary. And she's like, yeah, don't take your wife to Georgia State beach volleyball on your anniversary. I'm like, yeah,
I would do it.
You could have a picnic.
Be nice.
Exactly, David. You could have a picnic.
I could alone awaiting the divorce papers to be sent to me.
Okay, fine. Do the right thing and do a romantic, fun anniversary.
But Tim should go out.
Be a better friend and tell him to do the wrong thing.
There's nothing more romantic than GSU beach volleyball.
See, Tim knows. Tim knows what's what.
If you've never been to a beach volleyball game at Georgia State, I would highly, and you're a Georgia State fan, I would highly recommend it. It's a great setup.
David's been to one.
Yes.
The only
It was so good he went back.
The only thing it's missing is like a tiki bar.
Tiki bar, exactly.
It's all it needs.
You just bring your own tiki bar.
I know. You could.
Exactly. You go to you park it at the G deck. There's like there's no tickets. There's no entry, re-entry. You just like
you just go in,
walk in there, and you know, have your State of Atlanta little tumbler, and you're good to go. They're gonna be checking every State of Atlanta tumbler now that I said that.
I know. Be on the lookout for these.
Tim's upset. He was ready to go.
Yeah, it's a good time. All right, Tim, you want to give us an update on how the the State of Atlanta
March
Madness bracket challenge is going?
Am I winning yet?
You're not winning.
I can check
Ryan
out of this.
Thankfully, you're not winning.
But holy shit, don't call it a comeback.
You surged ahead and you're in second place with 71 whole points. Now, you only have 16 points remaining, but it all comes down to
really, if UConn loses, I win.
If UConn loses, Ryan wins.
The fate of our world is the exact same bracket at work too. And it's the same. I'm number four because there's more people right now. But I will win if UConn loses.
Not happening.
You and I were supposed to be
because I had Kentucky winning it all, y'all.
Yeah. And you and I were supposed to be last place, Ryan. We were supposed to be last
place.
David,
you were holding down last place.
No.
Solidly. Solidly. We know when it comes to the State of Atlanta bracket, no one's going to win it or lose it besides State of Atlanta hosts. You guys will take the top spot, and I'll just make sure no one's last place.
Anyone that is within 15 points of David owes him a beer at the end.
You know, so it would be funny. It'd be funny if we actually did one of those kind of pools where they pay the last place person's entry fee. So if it's like a $20 buy-in, then like first place gets money, second place gets money, and last place gets their money back. If we had done that for this, if we do this challenge, and it's like Ryan and Tim first and second place, and then me and last, and like we just kept all the money. No one would believe that's not staged.
No one.
Well, how would you stage it?
I don't know. We know that much about March Madness.
Oh yeah, no, there's no way. Nobody does that. Does
no one
even
that.
Have a perfect bracket this year? Like
no.
In existence?
No, that was busted like after the second day, I think.
Yeah, it's real messed up.
It was a little bit later than that, was it? There was somebody that had that Oakland win, and
I had somebody in one of my groups that had Oakland winning.
Yeah.
So if the North Carolina UConn game is not played for some reason, it just blows up. John wins.
John wins. All right. I'm going for John.
72 points. John in first. Ryan with 71. Ethan in third. Ethan's been
I'll get second place.
70. No, because if UConn wins, or you're talking about if somehow UConn and North Carolina doesn't get played, none of them get to the championship. That would never happen.
No.
Can't happen. If UConn wins, I think I end up being first, Taylor is second, and I think Danny ends up being third. I think the other side of the bracket doesn't matter at all whatsoever. Like, means absolutely nothing. Just like the SEC.
The SEC, yeah, it matters less. Or it means less.
Yeah, because I think... less. Who's the beneath Danny?
That's for Danny to answer, and probably Mrs. Danny.
Who's beneath Danny right now? It is Todd. So Todd is tied with Danny, and he has UConn winning one more game. But I don't think that matters. So three of us have him win the championship. Todd does not. And then Ryan, you're all by yourself.
I was all
life
by
story.
Myself.
No one was looking.
No one was looking. I was thinking of you.
So do you get anything at work, Ryan, for winning this thing or no?
They just said gift cards. I think it's going to be like $50.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, speaking
Let's hope,
of God.
They lose.
We did a women's bracket too, but I am definitely not winning that one.
Did like everybody have Iowa in there?
I just picked my favorite colors.
The other side of the bracket.
So you've proved that theory doesn't work too well.
You went all the time. Like, no.
Yeah. You went the stereotypical opposite on this whole thing, whereas when women do these kind of challenges, they pick the colors or the names they like or how cute the guys are. You went with the favorite colors.
I mean, I did the same thing I did for the men's, which I don't know anything about either. So I haven't watched any. Do you know I haven't watched a single March Madness game?
I've watched more this year than I've watched ever before.
This year.
Not one. Yeah. I don't care about basketball unless it's us.
That's true. What it really comes down to is we need the rest of the State Atlanta crew, our patrons, to step it up. I mean, if I'm gonna win it and Ryan's gonna win it, I don't know shit, and I'm winning.
Like, that's dumb.
Look,
that's stupid.
You all are letting David take last place and run away with it. So,
well, I thought we were doing golf. This is opposite day, right?
Yeah, I need David, to do the math.
I wanted to do the math and see if I picked opposite games for everything, how my points would have turned out.
Ooh, you should do that. You should check that out.
All right. We're 46 minutes in. One last thing I want to talk about before we go over to last call and probably continue this conversation a lot more is the Braves had a watch party in Summerhill that Georgia State was part of somehow, some way.
Interesting.
Ryan and I made it. Tim was unable to get there because it was like right after work and Tim is not downtown. And but it was fun. It was great. Great turnout, I thought. That Woods Chapel area overtaken.
And I think we
missed
part of it because we just did the block party part, but like I was walking around the neighborhood a little bit and they painted little like directions on the sidewalk around, and there was like signs that said block party to where we went, but then there were signs that said Los Bravos in the other direction, and I don't know if they were doing like a thing at the Mexican restaurant or
which one
what.
Did you go to?
We were at the barbecue place, the pizza place, okay, like in between, and that was like the block party. But they had a really cool TV set up like outside, and like it was packed full on that patio, and people were getting pizza and barbecue and drinking beers, and it was nice. So it was cool.
The big question is, do you think this happens if Del McGee's not there? Do you think that, because this was partnered with 680 The Fan, or really it seemed like a 680 The Fan thing they were doing themselves. I feel like Del McGee had something to do with
what
making this happen. Like talking
the
to these
Georgia State part of it or just the Braves part of it?
Getting it at Summerhill.
No, the Braves were doing this.
I was really sad. I don't think Del McGee had anything to do with it. Yeah. I was really sad about our participation in it because it felt co-branded going into it. Pounce walked around for a little while, and that's the only Georgia State presence I saw.
And then you saw the cheerleaders were there with them.
Yeah.
I didn't see that. You saw cheerleaders?
Yeah. I literally only saw him.
So.
Man, how lit were you guys?
We walked in there. We walked past like six cheerleaders when we walked in.
They were all wearing Braves stuff. Those were Braves people.
Oh yeah, those were Braves.
When I
people.
Said they got cute butts,
you
those
guys
were Braves
were
girls.
Lit.
not yet. Well, I'd only had like one or two of Ryan Beer at that point.
They weren't Georgia State folks.
So wait, what you're saying is the Braves just dropped a blueprint for us on how to do some kind of
it was awesome.
Event watch party for Georgia State, maybe not when we're at home, but away.
I don't know
early
how much
in the season
triggered.
When it's still warm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how when we have like 18 away games to begin, or sorry, 18 at home games to begin the season. It's fantastic. Yeah. No, I don't know how much it cost to rent one of those trailer, big, huge screens they had.
Yeah.
But that was fantastic. It was a great setup. It was an awesome setup. Yeah, a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, I would have been a whole lot of fun on Friday. I was deathly sick with a sore throat full of 1,000 knives. So not happening.
Fun stuff.
Yeah.
Glad you're feeling better. Cheers.
I am, thankfully. Took all weekend, though.
Ugh.
Missed the Easter egg hunts and everything.
Man, you didn't have kids and you had to be, but you still had to be home on the weekend? That sucks. All right, let's go over to last call and talk a little bit more about everything. Tim, you want to do it again?
Sure, I can try it again. Thanks for listening.
All right.
Please consider joining our Patreon at patreon.com/stateofatlanta. We get early access to our live streaming, an invitation to join our private group chat, which is always festive, discounts on merch at stateofatlanta.com or merch.stateofatlanta.com, and free booze at events. Just a few dollars per month, 10 now. $10 per month. We'll start there.
Only $20 per month.
So join up now. Thanks for listening. Say goodbye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Peace.
Nice. That's it for us this week. Thank you for listening. Please follow us on Twitter at State of Atlanta or on Facebook at facebook.com/State of Atlanta. And if you enjoy what you're listening to, please rate and review us on your podcast app. Thank you very much, and go Panthers.